Kerouac and Cassidy, long the road tried to be free. Kerouac and Cassidy escaped the claws of McCarthy. Kerouac walked through the coal town of Lowell. His mother wished him to succeed. He came to New York, fell into a scene, and started to write and to write endlessly. Cassidy lived for the moment intense. Madly he drove in from Denver, their own little world of excitement, created with the help of their friends. Cassidy loved the road, tried to be free. Kerouac and Cassidy escaped the claws of McCarthy. Outside all the cold organizations, away from the meaningless mold, instead they slept late and partied, got stoned, and searched for the love and the bold. Cassidy lived it out while Kerouac wrote it down, the new song of the open road, out to the coast and back east again, with one to love at each end. Kerouac and Cassidy loved the road, tried to be free. Kerouac and Cassidy escaped the claws of McCarthy. They fell for each other while living unknown, and whiskey helped to ease Jack's pain. And long overdue fame struck Kerouac, and he knew now what more he should say. Their lives fell apart and Neil was framed up, and Kerouac lost himself in his booze. He moved to the right to protect his new wealth, and his beat friends all moved out of sight. Kerouac and Cassidy loved the road, tried to be free. Kerouac and Cassidy escaped the claws of McCarthy. A lonely old man right at the end, with nothing new to write or to love. His myth and his legend are revived again by people whose spirits are eternally young. Kerouac and Cassidy loved the road, tried to be free. Kerouac and Cassidy escaped. Kerouac and Cassidy loved the road, tried to